what we saw in the last bull run was a hype cycle around opportunities for a lot of people to make a lot of money in quite frankly, an easy way. Like it was not to judge PFP collections, but it's not hard to create a PFP collection using AI or some tool you can create. Look, there's lots of great PFP collections out there, but those aren't businesses. And what we're seeing is the same thing happening right now with meme coins, right? Very easy to launch a meme coin. We're seeing a lot of different projects come out of nowhere, launch a meme coin and try to get a whole bunch of people around a hype cycle to get in on that. And I think, as you said, what's going to happen next with NFTs is more innovative use cases that really you don't necessarily know it's an NFT, whether you're purchasing a piece of real estate and in the back end, it's an NFT, but you don't know that you're just purchasing a piece of real estate. That's just your typical process that you go through. So what we're going to see is different than what we saw before. And that's exciting. What I want to know is, and maybe, I don't know if this is more from a Rary chain perspective or from a Rary DAO perspective, what are the projects that you're supporting now or that are building on Rary chain that you're excited about that you can tell us about?
It's very early days. So as you mentioned, the Rary chain launched only 2 months ago. So mm-hmm. we are now actually deploying a grants program. And as mm-hmm. part of that grants program, we have received some applications, but we haven't necessarily allocated to the selected projects their grants portion just yet. I haven't seen in the applications like a true like breakthrough like innovation. I think it's still tipping around what we know already, but it's trying to do like a different angle. I think there's NFTFi / loans kind of, you know, applications. I think the intersection of DeFi NFTs is maybe what is now getting most of the mind share. But yeah, I would love to see more of those like truly pioneering. I think, you know, on-chain storage is something that can really like benefit from a little bit more innovation as well. And I think that platforms like the Rary chain are places to do it, right? Because you are trying to look for very cost-effective environment, right? And the L3 is like more cost effective than L2, which is more cost effective than L1, right? So like you get the benefit of scale. And that was already the case before the Ethereum upgrade, right? And Blobs. Now with Blobs, like once that's deployed on Arbitrum, we will get benefit of that as well as an L3 on top of Arbitrum. So we will get even that much more cheap, right? Like you can argue that like now already the L2s are so cheap that it doesn't really matter. But like when you're thinking about true scale, every cent matters, right? Or every fraction of the cent like piles up. So you can also think about innovation. Like I know I started talking about this from like a storage perspective, right? But you can also think about it from a perspective of more complex apps, right? Because before apps were really limited by, oh, this is like, you know, a very complicated series of commands, too many transactions, it will make it prohibitively costly. But that's no longer the case if gas is really cheap, right? Then you can start building different kind of apps with different kind of logic to them, where the gas doesn't become a hindrance anymore, right? Yeah. So I think it will still take a little bit of time for like projects to really like jump on that wagon, but would really love to see more of that because there's so much potential in building Web3 experiences that are akin to Web2 experiences that we are used to, but we're just like not there yet. But like once we get there, it's going to be really like a no-brainer for people to be using and adopting Web3 en masse.